The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, New Delhi, invites applications for eligible candidates for engagement on deputation to the following post at Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. Senior Medical Officer, SMO, one post, unreserved, pay level 11. Deputy Director, F&A, one post, unreserved, pay level 11. Interested candidates are required to send their applications in the prescribed format along with self-attested copies of testimonials and two passport-sized photographs addressed to the Director, Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, 68 Ashok Road, New Delhi, 11001. The last date for receipt of applications is 45 days from the date of this advertisement publicized in the Employment News. And the detailed qualification in other terms, you may visit the Institute's website, www.yogamdniy.nic.in. Southeast Central Railway has announced recruitment for the sports quota, an open advertisement for the year 2024-25. The recruitment process will take place through online applications with key dates and qualifications outlined as follows. The closing date is 28/10/2024. The following sport disciplines are being recruited for with specified events and positions for men and women. Athletics men, long jump, one post. Power lifting women, 63 kg category, one post. Kabaddi, one. Right corner, one post. Bodybuilding men, 75 kg category, one post. Weightlifting women, 64 kg category, one post. And the educational qualifications for pay level 2, that according to the 7 CPC, candidates must possess 10th grade or equivalent examination from a recognized board. Desirable qualifications are, they must have represented the country in the Olympic Games senior category or secured at least 3rd position in World Cup, junior or senior, World Championships, Asian Games, Commonwealth Games or similar championships. For candidates applying for pay level 2, they must have represented the country in World Cup, junior, senior, World Cup championships, Asian Games, Commonwealth Games, Youth Olympics, or other significant international championships. Candidates applying must fall within the prescribed age as specified in the official notification. Relaxation in age limit will be provided as per the government norms. Munitions India Limited, MIL, a defence public sector undertaking, DPSU, under the Ministry of Defence, Government of India, is seeking talented and dedicated energetic young graduate engineers with outstanding academic records to join as executive trainees, ETs, in the disciplines of chemistry, mechanical engineering and information technology. MIL will utilise GATE 2025 scores for the selection process. Executive Trainee Chemistry, Executive Trainee Mechanical Engineering, Executive Trainee Information Technology. Interested and eligible candidates must possess a valid GATE 2025 score in one of the relevant disciplines at the time of applying online to MIL. The detailed advertisement along with application details is available on the MIL website. Candidates are encouraged to regularly check the MIL website at https://munitionsindia.in for updates. Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India, the National Institute of Animal Biotechnology, NIAB, an autonomous institute under the Department of Biotechnology, Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India, focuses on cutting-edge research aimed at improving animal health and productivity. The institute emphasizes areas such as reproductive biotechnology, genomics, transgenesis, stem cell biology, nutrition nanobiology, and bioinformatics. NIAB's mission includes research leading to genetic enhancement of Indian livestock and developing vaccines, organoids, improved diagnostics and therapeutic molecules for farm animals. NIAB is inviting applications from suitably qualified, dynamic and dedicated Indian citizens for various positions. The positions are open under direct recruitment with an age limit of 30 years for applicants. The last date for submitting online applications is 16th October 2024. For more details, kindly go on to www.niab.org.in. Direct Recruitment Drive for Management Trainees, Exim Bank of India, a premier financial institution engaged in financing and promoting India's international trade, invites applications for the recruitment of management trainees on a direct recruitment basis. A total of 50 vacancies are available with reservations for SC, ST, OBC, EWS and PWBD candidates as per government guidelines. The recruitment process will be conducted across various centres including Mumbai, Kolkata, Pune, New Delhi, Trichy, Hyderabad, Lucknow, Varanasi and Guwahati. The examination and interviews may be subject to change depending on the availability of candidates. The online application link is available till 7th October 2024. Applicants may apply for only one position. If multiple applications are submitted, only the latest valid application will be considered. Kindly visit https://www.eximbankindia.in/careers for details and updates. Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, CCRH, the Drug Proving Unit, Bhubaneswar, Odisha, under the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, intends to engage two junior research fellows on a contract basis at a fixed remuneration of 31,000 rupees per month plus HRA. The engagement will be through a test and walk-in interview scheduled for 30th September 2024. Details about posting, qualifications and experience can be found on the official website of the council, that is www.ccrhindia.nic.in. Directorate of Training, Government of NCT of Delhi, invites applications for filling the following positions on deputation basis from eligible officers and officials of central, state governments or union territories. For the post of Assistant Librarian Information Officer, Group B Gazetted, Non-Ministerial in Pay Band 2 with grade pay of 4,600 rupees. Senior Library Information Assistant, Group B Non-Gazetted, Non-Ministerial in Pay Band 2 with grade pay of 4,200 rupees. The last date for receipt of applications is 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, kindly visit http://www.utcs.delhi.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.